Okay, it's 6:45, so I think we should get started on the preliminary prayers. In the white prayer book, let's turn to the green pages and chant the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, earth earwards, her bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with right place resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses of Skandavas Yakshas. Homage, with their chant and face sounds, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right in, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mood. Every mass is all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, Nerfa laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on owner most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending ambush light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Rise that flippant joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, frees his home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage, Dure with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindya. Homage, holding in her hand the Aramaic moon of Devalek form, with spice spoken Tara and Fe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of three natures, to so spirits yakshas, and raise corpses supreme today. Peace, praises with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So if you'll flip to the first base sheet, let's read accepting difficulties as a path toward the bottom. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. Now, when Geshe-la arrives, we'll start the actual Guru Yoga meditation related to Lama Tsongkhapa, which is on page 9 in the silver book or page 7 in the booklet. And there, the booklets are in the back, And then after we finish that, then Geshe-la will signal us to do the short mandala offering before the teaching and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma, which is on the back side of the base sheet that we just used. And then without saying anything, he'll start chanting the refuge in bodhicitta prayer, which is right under the two stanzas we just read. And he'll be leading those. And then in the book, the text, the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, my sense is that we're on page 148, but sometimes he goes back and reviews some of this, the material. So we're on mindfulness of death. So while we have a moment, it would be very auspicious if we could chant the Hayagriva mantras for Lama Zompa Rinpoche's long, happy, healthy life, that he can continue turning the wheel of Dharma for all of us. So they're on little sheets, slips of paper, if you don't know them, in the basket. So let's just do 7 of those out loud. And then we can do the rest to ourselves. And then it'd be really nice if you could go online and post the number that you've done, especially if you only do them in class. Okay, so. Re benza kroda haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Re benza kroda haya griva hulu hulu hum pe. Re benza kroda haya viva hulu hulu hum pe. Re benza kroda haya viva hulu hulu hum pe. Re genza kroda viva hulu hulu hum pe. Re benza kroda haya viva hulu hulu hum pe. So let's start the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water bears arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth. Actually performed in mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. Now, if you please turn to the next page. It's on page 26 in the Silver Book, page 13 in the booklet. And that's chant 20 of the Lama Tsongkhapa Nyingtsemas. And we'll chant the 21st one out loud. Migbe tsewe te chen chen rezi rime kempe huan po jaya Page 34, page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza and the dedication. In all my life with the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. Saji Perki Chu
section that I'm going to read is, this is now so how to do meditation on death. So it's something that's not very famous in the West, but that's quite important in Lamrim, okay. It will definitely help us to letting go of things. Just attachment is the one that's causing us problem to clinging on certain things, you know. Like, that's why we are having difficulties to letting go of things, but we can say that word perfectly well. Let go, let it go. Krishna said, but you know, when it's come down practical level, it's not that easy. So, mainly I think, you know, like not having like understanding of impermanence, probably that's another problem. Not having understanding of impermanence in the first place, not having understanding of impermanence. So then the second place, that understanding doesn't go quite deep. Third, we don't take that very seriously. To me, I think that's why, you know, so I think this has a so before that, you know, so probably mandala offerings, the mandala offering that we do. So just visualize, you know, like the best of everything's. So just visualize. So then offer, you know, so offer, that's ways to create vast amount of merit, you know, for doing this, what's called offering, offering mandala offerings. Then if you think of, you know, all the good things, it's kind of like become like the meditation of offerings, you know, offerings of best of everything to offer. So I think that's the best way to create vast amount of merit, so which is the cause for happiness. Okay, so then here, Lūso yōwa chū yu chū bōshī nyūdō jībī chīwā tāngā tāngā. Lūso, body, the life, is like the bubble in the water, it appears very quick, it kind of bust quite quick, no? Lūso yōwa chū yu chū bōshī nyūdō jībī, so. So, having this kind of mindset, okay, I'll be here forever. So probably that, you know, contribute for a lot of problems, you know, occur because of this, I say, misunderstanding of, you know, of everything, you know. Means, you know, thinking everything will be last long time, you know, like that. So if that's the case, you know, it's like the bubble in the water. So it really, you know, so then it makes sense to think about that. No, you be shown. She be Jesus. Let that man say, "Kana lende chichin tamalas." After death, what follows? Actions. So we don't need to be depressed. So I'm not saying that you are depressed, but we don't need to be depressed thinking about death, because why? Because what follows after death? That's very clear. You know, the book doesn't come with you. The cloth doesn't come with you. What follows after that is actions. Every actions matters. Actions. So, whether it's positive actions, of course, follow. Whether it's negative actions, that also follow too. So, Shiva Jiso Ludanti Machines is like follow like body and shadow. Wherever the body goes, there will be shadow. You know, Ludanti Machines. Kama Lendes. The positive karma, negative karma, make sure that we clearly understand that. You know, this is the only thing that matters. What follows after death? Positive action. Actions are that the one which follows. So having that, you know, clear understanding, then having that, how you say, knowledge, you know. So then, based on that, practically, you know, so based on that, then why I should do something good? Not because my teacher is watching me constantly, 24 hours, there's no good reason. So, you know, people, you know, then sometimes people, they do good things. That's also okay, you know, they have like faith in some higher beings, so because of that they know they do good things. There's nothing wrong. Long as we are doing good things, that's what's the matter. No. So then we have to put every effort to make sure that we don't, you know, like create, you know, some negative actions. But that's not easy, you know, that's not easy. But, you know, we have to try all our best, you know. We have to try all our best. So, because it matters. Even the slightest one. So we have to be cautious. So then try to create, you know, even the slightest merit, you know, it's very important to create. Merit means, you know, something good, thinking something good, saying something nice. Even though you have nothing to give, but you can still, we can say something nice, you know, something nice. We can, you know, show smiles. You know, maybe there's nothing we can give, but at least, you know, we can, you know, physically, mentally, verbally, we can still contribute. So having that clear understanding of, you know, this piece of teachings, so then based on that, so slightly negative karma, we have to try all our best to avoid. Slightly positive karma, we have to make all effort to create, whatever ways, you know, we can create. Then Lama Tsongkhapa says, please be conscientious. Conscientious means be alert. Be mindful. Mindful. What you say, what you think, what you do. Be mindful. So there's, you know, according to the three principles, expert the path to enlightenment, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So then, seeing these bodies like the bubbles in the water, that's like the foundation of good qualities you see there. So that's called verbally train. So you certain word you repeat in your mind, then, you know, kind of like that's a way, one way to guide your mind verbally. So it will certainly help, you know, to help us to understand importance of letting go, you know. So here I'm going to read this. Okay, Shiva Chiva Chida Chiva. Okay, now Lama Tsongkhapa is talking about importance of, you know, like advantage of thinking about death impermanent, disadvantage of not about thinking about death impermanent. So how to do meditation impermanent? Sumba Shiva Chiva Chamba Chida Gombas. How to do meditation of death? So it has like three root reasons. So then there's like nine secondary reasons, you know, how to meditate on death and impermanence. Okay? Pa chyeba namba sum ju gonye gombar chawas. Ta namba sum. So, that's like say, Tarcheva means it's clear. It is clear. No, there's nothing to debate, nothing to, you know, what are these three thoughts and what are you going to. That's how you do meditation on death and impermanence. So this is exactly how you teach, explain to other people, you know, on death and impermanence, meditation on death and impermanence, based on the main book. Tell us, death is the three root. Death is definite. Thinking that death is definite. Time is uncertain. Then after death, there's only thing that's like, there's a Dharma is the only one that you can count on. So now, generally speaking, why I do good things? Because you will die. Not because you are Buddhist, not because you come to Kadamba Center, not because you are. So then when I should think good, when? Now. Why? Because time is uncertain. Now, no? Think good about yourself. No, think good about, we should not wait. Then say, just do good. Why? That's only thing that matters after, that. So this is very good. This is very practical, very practical. So, so these are the three main reasons, okay? That's how you meditate on. First you think about, oh, definitely I'm going to die. So then death, time of death is uncertain. Then after death, what follows? The Dharma, if you have something to, that's the only thing you can hold on. Besides that, even though you're trying to hold on, that's kind of like nonsense. Because it doesn't help. It doesn't help. Yeah? So, and some people, they say there's no thousand different way to die. Thousand different way to die. So that's very true. So, how we are doing? Good? Yeah. Good. We have to be brave. We have to be brave. There's nothing to be worried about. Nothing to be scared about. There's something that we are thinking now before it occurs. So that's very good, If we are really worried, so we do good things. If you are really worried, then we should not do certain negative things, try to minimize them. So then, it's like, it's like changing a cloth. That's why His Holiness is just, it becomes like changing a cloth. So now each has, three secondary reasons, so three secondary reasons. The first one, Chidda Nyeba Ona Tenya Chekhan Dharma Sambhyo. So death will come, definitely come, it's only a matter of time. But when they come down dead, nobody can do anything. Even the Shakyamuni Buddha himself comes there, then that's the part of the reality, so there's nothing the Buddha can also do. So even Buddha also passed away, Lama Tsongkhapa also passed away. Fear, having fear of death is not negative, but there's two types of fear. Fear, I'm going to have to leave everything behind. That kind of fear is kind of not really positive. The fear, more thinking about, the future, related to the future, that's more positive. Chidda Nyeba Jenga Dharma Sambhyo, Liu Chinda Shi Jawa Lanja Chiwa Ongdi. No matter what kind of body that you have, even billionaire, poor people, president, sweeper, when it's come down on that, they're all equally, they all, there's no distinguish. So there's no many different quotes. All these more famous people, Einstein, very famous scientist, Einstein, Dr. King, all these famous people, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Abraham Lincoln, so they're all gone. If you don't investigate, it seems that they're still there, but when you investigate, they're all gone. So that's what is that? That's not depressed, that's the nature of impermanent, that's... if it's become too difficult, raise your hand. I'll stop the class. But I think we all should, should not get, scared. Okay, so this is very important part of the topic. That's in Buddhism. That's what you do. You think about that every single day. His Holiness Dalai Lama, does, you know, 6 times a day meditation on death, because it benefits your mind immensely. That's why. Not because you're not looking for something to be depressed. You know? Okay. When you look at Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you know, His Holiness, they don't look depressed. But these are people, they do think about death. Not just 1 time, 6 times a day. You know? Because there's immense benefit in your mind. It makes you, I say, it kind of, you know, opens up your mind. It helps you immensely, you know, to let go of things, you know. Otherwise, you know, like certain things when fall apart, it really kind of crush you. But when you have this kind of thinking, it doesn't crush you because, you know, you, like I say, have deeper knowledge. Then Lujana Javalanja Mihoja Mita Samja Kaya Sanje Rang Sanje Sanje Namja Nidija Kulitini Pongja Javapava Mirchi Koshye Samja. If there's a case, Lama Tsongkhapa, who taught this book 650 years ago, passed away. Lama Adisha, who taught the Indian master, you know, is no longer there. So, and all these famous people who rules, you know, the world, you know, they are no longer there. So when you think about them, that's the way, that's how you meditate on death and impermanence. If you are here wondering, oh, how I should meditate on death and impermanence, that's exactly how you should meditate on death and impermanence. Then if it becomes too difficult for you, then at the moment, you can just set aside that, so do something else. Maybe do more meditation on precious human life. Okay, think something positive. This is precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful. Read, beginning of the Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa explain how this, why this is precious, why it's so meaningful, why it's so difficult to find. You can do dead meditations. Because the precious human life become before dead and impermanent. That's part of the reasons. Okay? If you're having difficult, don't think, okay, I cannot practice Lamrim, but just think about it. Doesn't matter if it takes years and years. Doesn't mean it's worth it to spend time, think every day when you wake up, think about precious human life. You are still practicing Lamrim. That's also good. Then, yeah, so, you know, if you are, what I'm trying to say is, we shouldn't push, even though, you know, if something is good. For example, kale is good, but, so, like, you know, but I myself not pushing to eat kale. So, but, you know, I keep option open. Someday I will probably eat some kind of kale, but, you know, but I don't make myself eat kale. So, you know, even though it's good, sometimes it's not easy, you know, even this is like just food. So, There's no place. You can go, you'll be free of death, you know. There's no place. There's no, even like desire realm, form realm, different realm, like Shambhala, different, you know, the realm, there are, you know, only like different lifespan, but, you know, eventually, you know, you will, you know, like death will occur. No, there's no place. No, there's no on the ground, no above the ground, no under the ground. You know. No, So that basically the whole point, you know, instead of explaining word by word, the point is there's no place, there's like free of death, okay? This because it's been so much said. Why? Because it's very difficult. In our back in our mind, we all know someday, you know, we'll die, but, you know, it's not today. But that kind of mindset will follow till our last breath. Oh, I'm not going to die today, I'm not going to die tomorrow. So then that's not good, that's kind of, you know, contributes to a lot of problems. So then the treating, but that's a better way, treating every day is the last day. According to Steve Jobs, who's like the genius who created Apple, he's even thinking, you know, it's not just, you know, but he's very smart, but he's getting some benefit. That's why I said it, you know, when he gave the speech, three sessions, last speech, you know, that he said, you know, somewhere in some college there, when he's giving speech, somewhere there, some college that he's giving speech, then the last speech that he gave, also that's like them treating every day as the last day. That I think the reason that he said it, because, you know, I believe that he's thinking about that in his life, that means that he's getting some benefit out of it. So otherwise, no, he will not say. So that's, you know, same. No. So the same way, you know, like doing meditation on that. Okay. Choshi ne rinje sebo. So I'll tell you one story. So there's one in Tibet, the monks, they are, you don't debate with monk. You know, most monks, they debate like 30 years, 40 years, monastery. So they are very good in debating. You know. So then one monk, you know, he went that summer, then he stayed with one family. And then all of a sudden, you know, they are doing something in the kitchen. Then all of a sudden, there's one box. Insect. Then mother say, asked the monk, so please take that insect somewhere that, you know, free of, I'm not sure how to translate, but in like, mushes, I mean like, put some place that insect's not going to die. The monk said, please, first you put me someplace that I'm not going. So then I will put that person. So that clearly indicates that you don't debate with monk. You don't say that the monks will debate right away. Huh? So that, no, that kind of, no, that. See, Rinjit, so what the money, Deja. So then, you know, when you study Lamrim, so if you think, okay, maybe this will help some people to, you know, help them to let go of things. So maybe without losing point, like, you know, without losing the point, the word doesn't matter. How you word doesn't matter, but without losing the point. Then, teaching those, jibba chimbo shi de ngose, then joba, tebe, tobji doba, no ji do, no, no, my, no, so. So in that, you know, when it occurs, so then it's like, wealth, you can, there's nothing that you can do if you have power, if you have your weapons, power, if you have military backup, the billions of dollars, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. You can't do anything. You know? Then, Gawa, the Nawa, the Chiwa, Guba, was Jabuchimuja. Gawa, the Nawa, the Nawa, the Nawa, the Guba, the Chiwa, the Soja, the Jabuchimuja. So now, the point here is no, like, there's no place. No, there's no place. Okay? That's free of that. Then, so this is kind of interesting. Che is a lifespan. Nu means, you know, eating, add on. Nu means, you know, they say, chela nu mo jip mo jip sam bache. Chela nu mo jip mo jip bache. Sometimes even the lifespan is finished, but people could live on, like say, the when you go to astrologists, they read the chart. Sometimes the chart shows lifespan is finished. But people that simply living on the merit they created, they just live on that merit. So it happened one time when I was in the monastery, there's one old monk, you know, so when he passed away, it shows in the chart that he did not live 5 years, something like that, but he lives in his old spirit. So now this is like, if you go to a monastery to debate with the monks, then this is a topic you can debate. So lifespan, you can add on lifespan. So there's, you know, this is kind of one of the critical points. There's a lot of debate, you know, a lot of debate. So normally debate for you. So then, you know, like doing long life, you know, doing long life puja and all that, you know. So then that's why there's a lot of debate. Not that you want to. So then, you know, there's another way to, you know, think about, you know, like death. It's like the lifespan you can add on, but it's continuously like getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And but not just that. It's like the lamp in the. So you know when you light the candles outside. It's always a kind of like moving. This could, you know, like finish any moment, could stop like that. Some texts says, you know, like it's like that. How is it? Light, yeah. Yeah, light flickering. Flickering, I couldn't say. You heard her? Oh, that's good. Yeah. And that's like, not here, but some texts they said like that. Oh. But actually, like that, it's like heartbeat. The minute we are born, our heart's beating, till now. It's now kind of interesting, but you know, when they do heart surgery, the heart kind of stopped. That's, you know, like, also unbelievable, but, you know. Anyway, that heart, you know, kind of keep beating, so that's like, that's, you know, kind of, that's what you think, that beat, that could beating, you know, it's like flicker in the wind or something like that. So now, now the looking for the critical point. I think this meditation has been led at the center quite a number of time, right? Not by me, but in the modern art class, discovering Buddhism class, you are kind of familiar. Good. So this is, you know, so now the very purpose of, you know, learning this is to do some meditation, okay, some meditation, you know, so I think it's good. So every day, you know, some kind of meditation, if you can do that, would be fantastic, you know, purpose of that. So then if you realize, oh, it's not really helping, so then that means, you know, there's a gap between this meditation and your mind, where you can put one queen-size bed easily. So that's why it's not helping. So that, you know, so that's... So then that's called chutep. I think that's also another risk, that too much knowledge, very little practice. So then you kind of like, you know, like say, certain virus or germs, so that, you know, the medicine is not very effective because they are kind of like, how is it, so used to. Resistance. Means they have become familiar with the medicines. So familiar, sometimes, you know, there's risk. We intellectually become so familiar with, you know, these dead and impermanent meditations, but it doesn't really help. So it's like that in Tibet. The way we keep our butter, this is the store in the animal skin. So usually, when you want to soften some skin, you use butter to help you to soak the skin. But that skin, butter cannot help because that skin is too much soaked in the butter. So that means, you know, the brain is very much soaked into lamrim. The heart is completely dry. But there's no, so make sure that chit-chit, that only happens to the people, so many, too many knowledge, but very little practice. So that's why it doesn't help. Then, so then, Ramala, can you say the three, like in English, the first one, what is the death three? First three, death is definite.
Oh, the death, the time of death is uncertain. Uncertain and the time of death, nothing helps except, here it says religious practice.
Religious practice. Probably Dharma is better. Not many people know about Dharma. Dharma is better? Something that, what is Dharma? Now this is important, what is Dharma? I said this many times. The definition of Dharma. What is Dharma? Dharma is the something that helps you to think good, positive. That's Dharma. Whether it sounds like Dharma or not, whether it looks like Dharma or not, it is Dharma. Certain things, it looks like Dharma, when you investigate, it's not Dharma. Probably reciting mantra, does it look like Dharma? It looks like Dharma, you know, saying. At the same time, how can I hurt Patrick? You can say, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, at the same time, thinking, so he said that me long time ago, so now I still remember what I'm going to say. Then I'm going to wait and I'm going to say it in front of a lot of people. That's probably no good. So, but what are you doing? You are doing Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Then this and this doesn't go together. Even though it looks like Dharma, it is not Dharma. Certainly it doesn't look like Dharma, it is Dharma. So Dharma, Chi, the Sanskrit word, Chi, means like, how you say, like transforming the mind. That's Dharma. So that's like Dharma path. So, okay. Then,
And then it goes into the three.
Yeah, three. What is the first one?
The contemplation that death is certain. Then the Lord of Death will definitely come and therefore cannot be avoided.
Can you read the second one? That's the first one, right? Out of these three reasons, that's the first one, right?
Yes. The second one. That the Lord of Death. That the time of death is uncertain.
No. First one is three reasons. First one, death is definite. Death is definite. Then it has three reasons.
Right. So that's what I was saying. The Lord of death is definitely come, and therefore cannot be avoided. Our lifetime cannot be extended and constantly diminishes. And while you are alive, there is little time for religious practice.
Okay, this thing. The second one, please, can you say it again?
Our lifetime cannot be extended and constantly diminishes.
So probably nothing, no need to say much, about that. So please read, Lamrim. Okay, read. Okay. So then last one, Dharma practice. Dharma practice. People they choose word Dharma. Dharma practice. So So that's why now we should not wait. Why? Because time is uncertain. So that's why now, if having an altar, having a holy image, doing a prayer, doing meditation, it does help you to think good, please do. So this is important, critical. Now you need to think now. So then, meditation on death and impermanence, it kind of become like encouragement for you to do something every day. It becomes encouragement. when you meditate. On the other hand, why we get lazy? Because of lack of this deeper understanding of death and impermanence, because of that lack of that deeper understanding or experiential understanding of death and impermanence, that's why, you know, we get kind of, you know, lazy. So then every day, you know, every day, as I said, I'm not asking you to push, but it's something, you know, it's good to think about, you know, this become kind of like encouragement to do Dharma practice, means, you know, do something positive, something, things are positive, saying something positive. So if you are having difficulty saying something good, or maybe having difficulty seeing people, talking to people, then that's what the monks do. You know, we don't see many people, so what we do, we say prayers. All the prayers, they are written very beautifully. It's all saying something nice. So, you know, that's what we to say. And, you know, that's why I'm not saying mantra. At least, you know, the mantra itself is good. But, you know, then there's like how to occupy our speech. You know, so then when you do prayer 2 hours, 3 hours, your speech is kind of occupied by prayers, all this good. It's all about, you know, benefiting living beings. So then on top of that, if you can contemplate the gentle words that you are saying, if you can contemplate on the gentle meaning, so then, you know, then that's not just speech. Mind is also occupied. So then once the mind is occupied, so the physical will automatically occupy it. Physical body will occupy it. Physical body. If the mind is like completely entertained by Dharma, so then, you know, all of the speech and body automatically, you know. So do you feel, so thinking good, you think it's like Dharma? Or like, do you feel if you are thinking something good, do you feel like you are practicing Dharma? If not, so we need to change that, you know. Like, that is Dharma. I'm not just making it up. It is Dharma, you know. Whether you are sitting, you know, so or not sitting, it is Dharma. So the problem is, like, it's hard to think, you know. There has to have some guidance how to think good. So this is very important, you know, whether it looks like Dharma or not, this is Dharma, okay, it is Dharma. So that's why His Holiness says, Dharma can be practiced with your job. Well, people ask questions, oh, I have, you know, kids, you know, a family to take care, and life is so busy, you know, like, don't have time to practice Dharma. So that, His Holiness says, Dharma can be practiced with your work. So that means, you know, Please don't think, oh, Dharma, you know, you have to say some mantra, you have some prayer, you know, this is not the only way to practice Dharma. So because, you know, thinking good is not easy to say, but not when it comes down to practical level, it's not that easy. So because of that, we say prayer, we meditate, you know, we do all kind of, you know, practice to help us, you know, to think something positive, okay? Then So, so now, like the last one, what it says?
While you are alive, there's little time for Dharma practice. There's a better one.
that's good, that's good.
Of the certainty of death, such that even while you are alive, there is little time for religious practice. That's the one we use in the outline.
Little time for practice Dharma.
For Dharma.
While we are alive.
There's little time for Dharma.
Is that true? Huh? Really? Is it real true? Really, huh? Do you feel like that little time for practice Dharma? Is that, how is it said? How is it said?
Contemplation of the certainty of death, such that even while you are alive, there is little time for Dharma practice.
Yeah, yeah, time is precious, and the time is very precious. So now, like, say it another way, like, while we are alive.
While you are alive, there is little time for Dharma practice.
While we are alive, there's little time for think something good. Does it make a difference?
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
I think Dharma practice is only on the cushion.
Yeah, so that's and the problem needs to be a little bit, you know. So we are not going to change the word because that's taught by Lama Tsongkhapa. But the meaning, that's very important to think meaning, you know, meaning. While we are alive, there's little time for thinking positive. Is that sounds correct or not correct?
Incorrect.
So that means thinking good. You can do it. Are we doing it?
No.
so then it doesn't help translate. It doesn't help. No? So now if you think, okay, that sounds much better than practicing religious practice or Dharma practice. Or that's something I feel like it can be doable. So now question is, are we doing it? So first thing, you know, that means you have to stop blaming yourself. You have to stop looking down on yourself. That's the first and foremost. That's the initial stage. You have to stop thinking negative of yourself. Are we doing that? So then I don't know how to do. Please read Lamrim. Lama Tsongkhapa talks about precious human life. 650 years ago, now Lama Tsongkhapa talks about precious human life. So are we thinking of a precious human life? Yeah. So that's very good. That's important. If you say, okay, that sounds much better, you know. While I'm alive, there's very little time to think something positive. Oh, that sounds much better because that's something that I can probably, sounds doable. So now, be honest, sincere, genuine throughout the day. How often we think positive. I don't know how to think positive. I don't know how to think positive. So that's why this Lamrim teaching helps. This all about, is like, there's a whole purpose of Dharma practice to, you know, think positive. So so now, oh, there are so many problems here. You know, there's all this and this problem, that problem. So I don't think I can, you know. So it's not good to come up with excuse. You know, all excuse one after another one, that's no good. So now, I don't know how to think good about it. So then, you know, that's like Lam Lim teaching as great, like, message to offer you how to think good. So that begins with, some of your ear may already get burned, precious human life. So, and now the question is, so just be honest and sincere, genuine, how often we think that my love is precious, meaningful, difficult to find. That's how to think good about positive. Let's begin with that. Lam Lim, you remember? Now we all read this. So then, how is about that? You know, when I see somebody, you know, suffering, and when I suffer, then there's all kind of message, you know, like, the Lam Lim teaching will really open up your mind, So maybe that's probably better, you know, so not change the word, but in that's like, very little, if you find out, I have very little time to think something good, means, or you are thinking nothing, or maybe you are thinking something negative. If you are thinking more negative out of throughout the day, less positive, then how your life can be happier? It's impossible. Huh? Yeah.
You're supposed to feel like death is coming soon. Uh-huh. And you've got to do something. If you say, oh, there's plenty of time, you know, I have all day to do this, then maybe you don't feel like you have to do it.
I think as long as you are doing good things, I think it doesn't matter. Yeah. For my opinion, it doesn't matter. Or you're feeling like, oh, like, how is it? Yeah, Hamula is absolutely right. That's the whole point, to feel kind of like, you know, as urgent. So long as you are feeling, oh, this is very urgent to think something good. That's good, something good. Something good, think something, okay, urgent. You can wait. Yeah, you can, if you want to think good about something, somebody, you think now. You can wait. So that doesn't mean you have to sit on the cushions, you know. So what I'm trying to say here is like, now we have to understand, when you look at the definition of Dharma, so we have to understand Dharma with the definitions. You know? The definition of Dharma is not just sit down. It's a definition, so, you know, something that helps our mind, okay? So then once we find out, then like now question is, how often through our day we think something good? When your neighbors are making a lot of noise, when you are doing meditations, all of a sudden neighbor comes out of the machines, big, what do you call them?
Lawnmower,
big machines, making a lot of noise. Are you still thinking good? Or no? Are you thinking something no good? What you are doing is completely wasting your time. Better listen to some music, or maybe go somewhere else. Because you are sitting there, but not really doing. It looks like I'm doing some kind of meditation, but it's not meditation. Why? The power of meditation is to reduce negative mind. But this very sitting position, you are thinking, oh. Then you look at, you know, first you heard the sound, then you look at them. If you cannot see, then you stand up, then you look at from the window, how that person looks like. When you see that person wearing something, now you realize that person couldn't hear. That person couldn't hear the sound because of hearing something. So it makes more. So then it's not understanding. So then we don't say, oh, wonderful, that, you know, if that person is healthy, he can move the wall, what is it called? Machine?
Lawnmower.
Oh, he's healthy, that he can move around. Wonderful, no, it's cleaning, or there can be some offering. We don't do that. So we don't do that. So that's why, you know, like thinking good, you know, like, also, then, you know, that's like studying Lamrim, that you understand the samsara, then you have, you know, like, whenever you see somebody, you always, I said, there's always space that you can develop loving kindness, compassion. So that's, you know, that's true. So as I mentioned, you know, like so now this is critical point, okay? If once we realize there's very little time for thinking something positive, so that's not good. So we have to think. There's no choice, we have to think positive. Because when it comes to death, there's no choice. So we have to think good. Okay? So that it begins with precious human life, thinking something positive of yourself. Right now it's just intellectual understanding. Then eventually we think again, one day, 2 days, 3 days, it becomes a habit. So then it's become like experiential understanding of precious human life. So that means next time when you think about precious human life, it means something deep, something is, you know, deep. So there'll be no depressions. Depression will never happen. No depressions. Depression is no place. No, so once you think about that, okay? Then, so now there's the second one. So now we finish the first one with three reasons. The second one. So can you please read the three reasons?
The contemplation that the lifespan in this world is uncertain. The contemplation that the causes of death are very many and the causes of life few.
The first one, Hamla, please, first one. Can you repeat the first one?
The contemplation that the lifespan in this world is uncertain.
Not much need to say about that. You see all kind of people, you know, like the kids without parents, parents without kids. You know, generally speaking, the kids, you know, probably live longer. But some, there's no true. So that's why the lifespan has no high say.
The contemplation that the lifespan in this world is uncertain.
Because you can't say, okay, oh, first parent go, then children go. It's not like that, you know. Generally speaking, it's like that. But, you know, when you look very closely, yeah. So, parent end up, you know, like doing memorial service for kids. Generally speaking, there's no... what the kid does, so that's what means. You know, there's like, there's no, the contemplation means you need to think about that. No, certainly you want to know, didn't it?
The contemplation that the causes of death are very many and the causes of life.
That is, certain food, you know, certain food, also, you know, like, so also, I probably don't need to say anything. Yeah. So there's no, every day there's no, there's risk. I'm glad that I don't need to say anything. That's wonderful, man. So now this is, you know, including myself and you, all of us. If we are thinking about doing some meditation on death and impermanence, we should remember those. Okay, we should remember those.
And the contemplation that the time of death is uncertain because the body is very fragile.
Permit me to say a little this. Now, if you look at the heart spoon composed by Pobonga Rinpoche in that beautiful vision, you know, like, permit me to say a little this. So light the fire on the tip of the incense, you know, it's kind of tiny. So then when it touch, you know, so it's, even we can't bear the pain of that, you know, tiny bit of, how you say, the burning incense. So body is fragile.
The contemplation that the time of death is uncertain because the body is very fragile.
So that's probably not to say much about that.
So that's the third one for that one. The next one is the contemplation that at the time of death, nothing helps except Dharma practice. And then friends will not help, resources will not help, your body will not help.
So we did talk about last Wednesday or Saturday, talk about death. So right now, you know, every moment that you are fully capable to improve your mind, or maybe you can make yourself familiar with something, you know, could be practice of, or maybe just make yourself familiar to think something good. So then we have to spend time on that, you know. In the last moment, we just said few words, that's all you need. Your mind will catch up. So then, you know, that's the best way to, you know, that's the best way to help. You know, the best way to help is, if you right now, it's very important, but please don't misunderstand me, because I'm not asking you, I'm not saying, you should not say prayers. I'm not saying that. Or you should not recite mantra. I'm not saying that. I myself drink every day. I myself drink prayer every day. So, what I'm trying to say is, like, need to understand the definition of Dharma. What is Dharma? So Dharma does not only mean, say, mantra. It's questionable. the Veda saying mantra become, yeah, you probably may get some benefit if you are doing with no positive intentions. You will get a lot of benefit. If you are doing mantra, can't be said simultaneously thinking something negative, but that is not dharma. Oh, you know, so that's what I want you to know. Oh, so so then you know, if you are doing right now, the practice does not need to be very very complicated. Whenever I meet people, whenever they come to me, talk to me, I always suggest them to say Tara mantra. It's very easy to say Om Tara to Dhatri Soha. So if you say, okay, I have no time, so that's, then there's nothing. Well, then you know, yeah, I don't know what to say. If someone says, I have no time for, say, Tara mantra, then I don't know what to say. So, so then, you know, devoting, you know, if you devote, that's in Tibetan communities, in Tibet, a lot of the Tibetans, lay people, they are not educated about Dharma. You are more educated Dharma than your Tibetan lay people. They don't study Dharma. So that's not good. His Holiness now putting a lot of emphasis, all of them, to study Dharma. You know, they're not good. So His Holiness encouraging them to become 21st century Buddhists, means with knowledge. This Buddhism is very deep, not just in his having simple faith. So anyway, so in Tibet, you know, there are a lot of people, they know, all their life, only practice they know is how to say Om Mani Padme Hum. That's all they know. So they do that with wholeheartedly, genuinely, sincerely. You know. So that's all they do. So as I mentioned, probably this is also good to mention tonight, you see the prayer wheel, you see, you know, where the king. Between the prayer wheel and the handle, there's like bamboo. Whole bamboo has hole. So then underneath it, there's like shell, conch shell. I bought a couple of those shells from Nepal. So trying to make hole with a drill. Really difficult, you know, like I have to put all my strength, but still not easy to make hole. But the prayer wheel, that piece of bamboo, you know, it's not like, oh, when the weather's nice, they grab the prayer wheel, then to do it every single day, no matter what. It's raining, sunny, it's all day, not they just do. So then slowly, the bamboo will make hole in that conch. Can you imagine that? So then next time when you go to Nepal or India, when you see, you know, the side of the prayer wheel, usually they have, you know, something heavy, because students, when you see the shells, so that means that person went through the shell, not just decoration. If there are four, that person already went through four shells. But making the hole of the drill, like, it's very difficult. So can you imagine that? You know, so that's all day, you know. So that's how many they went through. That's how many when they went through. It's like bamboo. Can you imagine that? Bamboo making hole in the shell. That's like the continuation, you know, that's what they do. That's what they believe, they're doing some good. It makes them happy, so happy. That's what they do. So they don't just sit, meditate, you know, that's what they do every day. They don't know. Before they go to bed, they do that, you know. So the same like that's Omani Momani. That's typical in our culture. That's what you do. So this is, you know, like something simple that you can do, and you can do it well, rather than something very complicated. First of all, you don't know them very well. Second, you have no foundations to do them well. Third, you don't do them well. So then, in the end, this important, highly level of practice for you become nothing. Something that's very level, very kind of easy to say level, but that become handy when you know. So that's why right now need to think something simple, that doable, that you can do. So then there's, you know, like, then eventually with the devotion, some kind of, you know, devotions. What devotion means?
Faith in. Faith in.
That you are 100% convinced this is the right thing to do. Because you experience, it makes you happy, that you are 100% convinced. So that's called, then slowly, that's called become devotions, then you are, this is called conviction faith. So in other, otherwise, you know, say, merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names purify all the negative karma, right? You didn't make it up, I didn't make it up, it's already been said. Who said, Chaitanya Buddha said in the sutra, merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names purify not just one, all the negative karmas. If that's the case, why? I'm not saying in the Vajrasattva mantra, why? Because you are not convinced. You are not convinced. Same time, we have this carrying this baggage, whenever, each time when you remember, you don't like them. On the other hand, there's, you know, there's something more you say, you can purify them, but you don't do. Because, you know, conviction, you know, lack of conviction, faith. So that's something that me, including me, all of us, we need to think about. You know, we need to think about. So that's, then that's how, like, you know, like, kind of the preparations for, you know, next journey. So then when you're about to die, then when you think something positive, all this, you know, like millions and millions of mantra, I went through this, you know, 4 or 5 shells, millions of mantra, it makes you happy. Makes you think, if you can die with like that kind of mindset, there's no worries. Even the money is so easy to save, you know. But at Kundan Lama said that, because I'm saying Kundan Lama said, oh, Indra, you know, how you say, grabbing highly level practice, you know, doing this and that, and not even like doing refuge Buddhist prayer very properly, and the end, you know, then this important practice become nothing. So make sure it doesn't become like that. So that's why, you know, recite Tara, 21 Tara praises, Tara mantra, many as you can. Means it will, with little experience, okay, not much experience, but with little experience, it will bring a lot of positive change in your life. If you remember, His Holiness said, when he gave the cultural initiations at the Washington, D.C., two years ago, he said, if you remember, he said, say Tara mantras. No, so the reciting 21 Tara praises, Tara mantra, these are easy to do. When you do it well. Because they are not complicated visualization involved. You know, you can do it well. So, and I'm requesting you, I myself, you know, trying to do that every single day. So, you know, with very little experience, you know, so and it will bring a lot of positive, as a positive change in your life. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is like now related to, how I say, contemplate while we are alive, very little time practicing Dharma or think good. That's related to that.
The contemplation that at the time of death, nothing helps except Dharma practice. Mm-hmm. Breath will not help, resources will not help, your body will not help.
It's difficult, right? Some of you may have experienced, I have experienced, when my mom passed away, I'm right there, right next to her. What I can do, nothing. I want to do so much, but it's barely what you can do. You just watch them, that's all you do. You just send positive thought. So at that moment I realized no matter how much money you have, cannot help. How much food you can, the person cannot eat. So you just, you know, simply there, kind of like helpless. So just, you know, encourage. So, but, you know, she has a very peaceful death. So I'm kind of, you know, happy. So, but, you know, practically, one of my teachers passed away, whom I have highly respect, you know, consider as my, like, spiritual father. And when he is, you know, passing away, you know, so that you are kind of really, really sad. And, yeah, there's like a little bit, there's a big difference between my mom and him. He is not worried about it at all. He's not worried about dying. No, he's just trying to kind of meditate. But for me, it's very hard because I'm thinking on, not knowing, you know. So, so that's what it means, you know. There's nothing that besides, if you have something to think about, besides that, nothing helps. So then, knowing that now is good, because why now we can do something. Do something. Yeah. So that's the death and dying meditation. So the generally speaking, impermanent, thinking of impermanent, it will really help. Okay, it will really help to let go, let go. So if you're saying letting go, but why we have difficult time? Because we don't understand impermanent. Why we are blaming people? We don't understand karma. Why you blame yourself? Why you blame other people? Why? Because lack of knowledge of karma, that's all. The people who understand karma, do they blame? They don't blame. They're having difficulty letting go, that's why lack of, knowledge of impermanent. So there's so much stress, to be perfect. That's not knowing our own existence. What is called samsara means imperfect existence. You can't be. Perfections is called moksha, liberation, enlightenment. There's the perfections. Beyond that, there's no perfections. So then you realize, that person made a mistake, because then knowing the imperfect existence, what we call samsara, knowing about samsara, then you have, you understand your existence, you understand other people's existence, and that gives you, opportunity to generate, to develop loving kindness, compassion, long time ago that people had a lot of problems with George Bush. People don't seem like that you could develop compassion to Bush. Because our understanding of existence is not deep enough. So, and fear of, being perfect, this all will release, just knowing, So then, that also helps, suffering will occur, here, there, because this is part of samsara. So, then, touching a fire, you can't really complain, it burns because it's the nature, it will burn. So then being in samsara, physical problem, some manner of disagreement, argument, that happens because this is samsara. Then your mind is kind of bigger to understand all surrounding you. Then I think this meditation will probably lead, here at the center in Discovering Buddhism class. We have a wonderful teacher here who perfectly qualified to lead those meditations. And not just that, and who speak the language perfectly, English perfectly. So that makes big difference. So you come here, so when they lead, they will do a very good job. So then, including myself, there's what we learned tonight, this Buddhism been taught 650 years ago. That's how you think about impermanent and death. Clinking, that will release you clinking on this life, clinging on relatives, family. So does not mean, you don't love them. Yeah, you love them. But if you love with the attachment, it will cause pain. So then there's another way to love with, compassion. Loving kindness without, clinging. So that's what we learn. Okay, tonight. So then I'll stop here. So lot of pages been read today. Lot of pages. How many pages?
Quite a few.
Because this is 800 pages long. Some of you, I'm sure, you are out there wondering when it's going to finish. Now he's talking too much. He's talking. And I'm seeing that he's not reading any books. But, so now I think a couple of pages old, today at least 4 or 5 pages. 12 pages? 12 pages. So the next Wednesday, please, I hope you'll read this at home. Then if you have any question, if there's any part that you don't understand, write down, bring next Wednesday. More than happy to explain. Okay? (Clears throat) 就我当面都没来一边的，我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面，那我当面就到家里面 Jumdede diye olan da mayanda bazı bedelinden bana da verici, bunu çatırla çözüyorsun, basın bacımı kundu, sen bunu çatırla, teyada on banzan diye alan bazan diye olan da. Jumdede diye olan da mayanda bazı bedelinden bana da verici, bunu çatırla çözüyorsun, basın bacımı kundu, sen bunu çatırla, teyada on banzan diye alan bazan diye olan da.